I saw this guy in the train. And he seemed to have gotten stuck in one of those abstract trances. And he was going, ooh, 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 ooh. And Geraldine said, you know, I think he's in some kind of pain. I think it's a pain cry. And I say, if that's a pain cry, then language is a virus.
Language is a virus.
I was feeling washed up. And I said to myself, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take myself out. So I went to the park and I sat down. And I said, boy, is this ever fun? I'm really having fun now. I'm having the time of my life now. And then this little dog ran up, and this dog had ears like a drop leaf table. And I said, boy, is this ever fun? I wanted you, and I was looking for you, but I couldn't find you. And he said, hey, are you talking to me? Or are you just practicing for one of those performances of yours? Such a thing as the Japanese language. I mean, they don't even know how to write. They just draw pictures of these little characters. And when they talk, they just make sounds that more or less sync up with their lips.
Thank you.
uptown, and I saw a sign, today's lecture, big science and little man. So I walked in, and there are all these salesmen there with a big pile of electronics, and they were singing phase lock loop, neurological bonding, video disc. They were saying, we're gonna link you up, we're gonna phase you in. They said, think of it this way, picture a Christmas tree with lots of sparkly little lights, and each light is totally separate, but they're all sort of hanging off the same wire. Get the picture? And I said, count me out. And they said, we've got your number. And I said, count me out. You gotta